Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The Mitchell Hour Reacts. Today we're going to be talking about Diddy. Diddy has been in the news lately, not for revolt, not for his brother love and not giving people the publishing and his beef with 50. But he's been in the news lately because of his ex, Cassie. Cassie filed a lawsuit against Diddy with claims of a lot of crazy things. So let's read through some of these things that she is accusing Diddy of. Diddy raped Miss Ventura in her own home after she tried to leave him. Diddy would often punch, kick, and stomp Miss Ventura, resulting in bruises, burst lips, black eyes, and bleeding. Blew up a man's car after he learned that he was romantically involved with Miss Ventura. Forced Miss Ventura to engage in sex acts with male sex workers while he masturbated and filmed the encounters. Ran out of his apartment with a firearm in pursuit of a rival industry executive whom he learned was nearby. Demanded Miss Ventura to carry his firearm in her purse just to make her feel uncomfortable and demonstrate how dangerous he is. He also introduced Miss Ventura to a lifestyle of excessive alcohol and substance abuse and required her to procure illicit prescriptions to satisfy his own addictions. Miss Ventura met Mr. Combs in 2005 while she was 19 years old and he was 37 years old. He signed her to his label, Bad Boy Records, and within a few years lured Miss Ventura into a fast-paced, drug-fueled lifestyle and into a romantic relationship with him. Her boss, one of the most powerful men in the entertainment industry and a vicious, cruel, controlling nearly two decades her senior. Mr. Combs asserted complete control over Miss Ventura's personal and professional life, thereby ensuing her inability to escape his hold. Those were some really crazy things that she's accusing him of. Now, social media is kind of like 50-50. You know, some people are scared to say things and, you know, it's a lot of beefs that are reigniting because one of the biggest podcasts in our culture is Joe Budden. A lot of people was like, yo, why you not speaking on this like you were speaking on DJ Envy? Why are you willing to speak on everything except for Diddy? Like, why you caping for this man and all that? So, Rory and Maul released their podcast, a clip of them speaking on the Diddy situation. And they were on Cassie's side for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Like, saying that they've been hearing things about Diddy for years. They're finally glad that people are speaking out and she's getting her chance to tell her truth and stuff like that. Milagro, Mob Radio, she said, hey, Joe, why you not talking on, why you not speaking on Diddy? Joe goes back and takes some shots at Rory and Maul and a Mob Radio saying that nobody really cares what y'all think. And finally, the footage, the audio of the podcast that he edited and put behind the paywall was released. And Ice was very critical of Diddy, saying that he believed everything that Cassie said. You know, Joe did say some things. Ish said some things. But Ice really, really went in, saying he believed everything that Cassie said. The problem that I have with the music industry is a lot of these accusations and things about Diddy have been out for a long time. All these liquor brands, They did partners with Diddy. All these R&B artists, these rap artists, they still wrote, did music with Diddy. And now you have his former head of security that is coming out and saying that he's going to tell what really happened, saying he was there. But this is the problem that I have with all that, right? So it was just like, you knew what he was doing. You knew what he was doing to his, to Kim Porter. You knew what he was doing to Cassie. You knew what he was doing to all his artists. But because he was lining your pockets and it was making you money, you just swept that shit under the rug. And now because it's going to get you to go viral, it's going to get you a little bit of money, you know, with these interviews. Now everybody wants to speak out against Diddy. That's what I just don't understand, man. It's like people are so selfish and so self-absorbed that they will look past all the allegations. They'll look past even the things that are not allegations, the things that they've actually seen with their own eyes. They will actually look past that if it's beneficial for them to do so. But let's read what Diddy's former head of security. Now, I'm going to read this verbatim. It has a lot of grammatical errors and stuff like that, but I'm just going to read what he put. The real Roger Bonds. At one time, I would have taken a bullet for this man. And those that know me know that that's true. What happened? People say, yo, why are you saying all this and doing all this? One reason is because you can't do nothing else unless you want to end up in jail. Nobody worried about their kids when I had them. I mean, nobody. Where is the loyalty? And when it's my son, you want me to have loyalty to someone who couldn't tell me, here's $100,000. I may not can go, but I ran sure can make sure he has a legal team. But I'll give some strangers $3 million. Fuck out of here. My truth, my story, my life. Two faces coming soon. Oh, you didn't think I would talk about it? Well, watch me. The general, no sympathy. It's a crazy situation, man. People coming for Diddy. And I'm not saying that it's not warranted because, you know, it's a lot of things that are going on. It's reported that Diddy is reportedly stepping down as his role as chairman of Revolt. So it's a lot of things that are going on and it's not looking good for Diddy. But he has a lot of money. I'm pretty sure he'll be okay. But people are coming at Diddy every which way. There are some videos that are being put out. There's a video I'm going to put right here of him at a concert with Jay-Z, with 50, and he's over there slapping Jay-Z in his ass. As you can see from this video playing, this is supposedly Cassie under a cover. Now, I don't know if that's Cassie for real. That's the what everybody's trying to make it seem. But it's just like, why would he put that out? You know what I'm saying? Like, Diddy has been known for years to not be a good person. People, they still went with him. They still did what he had, you know, did what they had to do to take care of their families. And I'm not going to say I understand, but I want to ask my audience a question. Let's just say that you get a promotion and you know that the company that you work for is not a good company. And you know that the higher you move up in that company, the more secrets that you're going to have to keep. Now you're looking at it, you're not the one that are doing the crimes. You're not hurting anybody. You're just keeping the secret of people being hurt. Would you be able to keep that secret? Would you be able to look past all the wrong that is being done to line your own pockets? And in this story with Diddy, Diddy has helped a lot of people's careers. Diddy has a lot of, you know, podcasts and shows that come on Revolt. So a lot of people count on Diddy to get paid. So there's not too many people that are going to speak on the situation. I just find it a little strange that people are willing to speak on any and everything if they have no ties to the person. But when it gets down to somebody like Diddy and the things that he's being accused of that could possibly be true, nobody wants to speak on it. I don't know. The way I'm looking at the situation is like, right is right and wrong is wrong. You know, he just released an album, what, a month or two ago? Everybody's on the album. Everybody was writing for the album. These accusations with Danity Kane, these accusations with Cassie and his other artist on Bad Boy, everybody knew about that. So the fact that people were still working with him just shows how cutthroat and crazy that the world is and how this industry is. People are willing to look past certain things if it's beneficial to them. So let me know what you guys think in the comments. Are you guys the people that say innocent until proven guilty? Are you the group that say that Cassie just wanted money? Or are you the part of the Never Diddy train? That knew that he was a bad person, they didn't want to have anything to do with it, and they didn't support his music or nothing. So that's been my video for the day. Prayers for Cassie. Prayers for everybody involved. Nobody really knows the truth except for God, Diddy, and Cassie. I hope with this settlement and getting her truth out there that Cassie can move on and heal from what she is saying happened. I believe she has children now. She's married. So hopefully her and her husband can heal. And hopefully Diddy will get the help that he needs if these things are true. And everybody can go on to be better people. So till next time, I'm out.